Welcome to the very first episode of The Beauty Bar, where we tend to beautiful people just like you. We're your hosts, Joan and
Stephanie.
And we want to make sure you're treating not just your face, but more importantly, yourself right.
Very important.
Yay!
Let's do it!
Oh my God. Yeah, she's laughing already.
Good sign. On the show, we will talk about latest trends.
Good and bad.
Insider secrets.
True or fake.
And must-have products pertaining to beauty and skincare. We'll also share our stories and thoughts about our daily life and catch up over new products and things we see online.
Believe it or not, this is our first time properly meeting each
other. Officially.
Yes. And we have a lot to talk about today, but we'll get to that in a minute. If there's anything skincare related that you want us to discuss in the future episodes, let us know on our socials at The Dive Studios. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And please leave a review on Apple Podcasts with a 5-star rating so more people can know about our show and get these insider tips.
Please.
So we did go on that cafe date.
We did. We actually met one time very briefly through friends.
Yes.
And we actually found out we have a lot of mutual friends.
We do.
Especially Peniel.
Yes. He is our ultimate mutual friend.
Because he talks about you. He's like, oh, Joan is awesome. You should be friends. He always says that.
He always talks about you too.
I'm like, why don't you introduce us
then? I know. But we should introduce ourselves. Who are you? How'd you end up here? And why are you here? Where are you from? Like, I'm asking you the five who, what, where, when, why. Please, share.
I'm Stephanie Makova. I'm originally from Germany. I lived in the States for 10 years and now I'm in Korea.
How long have you been here?
In Korea?
Uh-huh.
Officially 2 years. I've been coming back and forth from the States to Korea for about 7 years, maybe?
Yeah.
For work and love related.
Yes. Oh!
Things…
She's engaged, by the way.
Finally.
Congratulations.
Who are
on
you?
On the other hand.
Who is Joan?
I create videos or… I don't like saying the term influencer. I'm a content creator based here in Seoul. And I make videos on beauty, fashion, and lifestyle. I'm basically your go-to Seoul tour guide online because I like to vlog everywhere in Seoul. So Myeongdong is one of my favorite places because there's just so much to film. And yeah, I've been here for 7 years now.
Wow.
Was going to be here for 1 year and then this happens.
I think this happens to a lot of people.
They're yeah.
Like, I'll just stay a little bit and then they never leave. And I'm like, yes.
I know. It's going to be my 20th year soon. Yeah.
That's awesome. Your YouTube is really cute. I stalked you.
Thank
and
you.
I enjoy watching your videos.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope you all… tune in to our beauty bar because now we're going to be going more in depth and sharing our, what is it? Our
expertise, I guess.
Yes.
Well, working as a model, I definitely was forced to care in the beginning about skincare. It's like, you know, a big thing because you don't get certain jobs if your skin is not looking good.
Mm-hmm.
It's sadly the truth.
Yeah.
So I got interested in it in the beginning forced and then I kind of enjoyed. I'm like, oh, what can I do?
Yeah.
To make, you know, get glowy.
Yes, no, glowy skin is goals.
How did you get interested in skincare?
Acne.
Oh.
I had adult acne. And so my biggest thing was trying to find affordable products because when I started my skincare journey, I didn't make a lot of money. So I tried to find affordable products. And Korea is the place for it because there are so many brands, so many different products. And I could confidently go out without any makeup now because after 7 years being here, my skin has definitely adjusted to my current skincare routine, which I will be sharing with you guys throughout the beauty bar.
Yeah, your skin looks great.
Your skin looks great. No. I'm really
it's a lot of doggy kisses. That's my secret. My dog gives me kisses.
Yes. No, that's awesome.
You're from LA, right? California?
I am.
And hi, you live girl.
Hey, girl. Oh my gosh.
Do you say hella?
I do say hella because I lived in the Bay Area for 4 years. So that's when I started saying hella. You don't say hello, right?
I do because my roommate in LA also lived in Northern California, I guess. Yeah, and she always says hello. So I totally copied it. Because English is not my first language, actually. So sometimes I will copy speech patterns from people very easily.
But you're really good at English. And like, I wouldn't have known that, actually.
A little bit of a German accent.
Yeah.
Tiny bit.
So what were you doing in LA? Like, you started modeling career there?
Yes. So I started in LA. I was actually scouted at a mall when I was visiting. And I'm like, why not? You know, 18 and naive. Let's go.
Wow. Which mall was that? I would like to know. Where in LA?
Burbank.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
Nice.
So that's how it kind of all started. And then I was casted for a K-pop music video.
Which K-pop music video?
JYJ Junsu.
Wow. And I was a huge fan of Dongbangshingi.
Really?
I was a huge fan with the red balloon.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I had no idea about K-pop. Mm. I wouldn't even have been able to point out Korea on a map.
Oh.
Honestly. And I knew nothing. And I just came on set and there was this guy with blue hair. And I'm like, what is this? Why does he have blue hair? It was just something I had never been exposed to. And I just thought it was so interesting. And through that, I'm like, what is K-pop? And I literally Googled it.
Yeah.
And then Big Bang popped up.
Yes.
And Super Junior and Girls' Generation. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. These music videos are so fun. I don't understand anything, but… this is really cool.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
how I got interested in Korea and K-pop and then
and
eventually
here.
Got here.
Yeah, that's awesome. I actually moved to Korea because I was teaching English for 1 year. And then I lived in Mokpo. So that's at the very bottom of Korea, like right above Jeju-do. And then so I was there for 1 year. And then I auditioned for radio and I got it. So I've been I did radio for 2-3 years and started YouTube like that. And then I slowly transitioned into my YouTube career. And here we are at the Dive Studios.
That's awesome. Like, you never know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I started off with teaching and then 7 years later, here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah, I love it though.
That's really exciting. How do you know Peniel?
How do I know Peniel?
Because everybody kind of knows Peniel. At least like in our circle.
Yeah, I feel like everyone knows who Peniel is. How do I know him? I think I met him at a bar, which is so strange because he does not drink.
Exactly.
How about you?
I met him through Amber. And I really like hanging out with him. He became actually a really close friend to not only me, also to my boyfriend and…
Fiancé.
Oh, I always mess it up still. He loves Peniel. It's so cute. Aww. He's always like, what's Peniel up to? It's really cute. But enough about Peniel.
Yes. So we are hosting this beauty show. And I want to know, when did you get into like having a skincare routine, wearing makeup and so on?
In high school, I actually didn't know anything about skincare, makeup, and there weren't really any resources to like makeup, beauty. All you kind of knew is from your friends who also didn't really know. So I was really into the heavy black underliner, eyeliner.
Yeah.
Waterline. The waterline eyeliner. That was like my thing. No mascara. Just like, let me get heavy on the eyeliner.
I need pictures. We need pictures. Edit in.
So bad.
Oh, wow. Okay. So in high school, you got started with makeup.
Yeah. If you can call that makeup, I'm like, this one black eyeliner is my weapon. That's it. That's all I have.
Yeah. I mean, for me too, in high school, I would wear mascara. But I got into thick eyeliner in college. Oh, I do have those pictures.
Oh, I want to see.
Oh man, I do have those pictures. I will share them. I look so different now. Because back then, especially, I cared more about makeup. But now it's all about skincare.
Yes.
Yeah. When did you get into skincare? When did you start building your routine?
Skincare, actually… I got really interested into skincare after I came to Korea or learning about Korea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before, I would just slap on my makeup really thick and use makeup wipes to just like rip it back off. Uh-huh. But didn't know that actually I tried to cover just my blemishes instead of knowing about skincare, and I can work on those and improve the appearance of my skin instead of trying to just cover it. Mm-hmm. So that's in Korea is just the mecca of skincare.
Yeah.
So I learned, I'm like, wow, serum. Wow.
Yes.
What's that?
Toner.
I had no idea.
Creams.
And
emulsions.
I used to be really into tanning.
Oh man, me too. I'm telling you, my old pictures, I look like a total different person.
Same. My passport photos, I one time had to fly through a different country back to Germany. And my passport photo, I was really tan with dark hair. And they wouldn't let me into the country.
Because they couldn't recognize your
photo. They're like, this is not you. And I'm like, this is me, I swear. This is me.
Oh no.
I just look so different. I had very thin eyebrows. And I'm like,
man.
Yes. This is tanning, even now, it's very popular in Germany. Because it doesn't get that warm during summer. So people don't naturally get tan.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're tan, it means you can afford a vacation on a beach.
Oh.
So when you're tan in Germany, people are always, always like, did you go on vacation?
She's blessed.
Oh, wow. It's a thing. People always ask about, wow, your skin is so nice and tan and glowy. Where were you? Where did you go? Did you lay on the beach for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
You can afford that.
No, I never heard this before, but it makes sense.
Yes.
Because in California, I'm so used to everyone being tan. If you're pale, they're like, oh, what do you wear? How much sunscreen do you use? But back then, I did not use sunscreen. In Korea, I started wearing sunscreen. In Korea, I developed the 10-step skincare routine. In Korea, I started going to facials. My skin changed and transformed so much in the past couple of years. And yeah, it gets me so excited to talk about it. Because I have like before pictures. And when I look at it now, like, I'm very proud.
Good job.
I'm like, yes. Thank you, skincare. Bless up.
Same. I did not know about sunscreen.
Mm.
And now, I mean, I tell my younger sister who's 10, I'm like, wear sunscreen. Believe me.
Yeah.
Just do it.
No, in Korea, so back then when I wore sunscreen, it would always be for the pool or the beach.
Exactly.
In Korea, I went to Jeju-do. All the moms have these cushion sunscreens that they use on their children. And I'm like, smart.
That's awesome.
Every day. You know?
Every day.
Yes. Yeah. No, sunscreen is so important. I don't know why I just learned about it. But I think in the States, skincare is becoming more and more trendy.
Yes.
Like back then at Sephora, there will only be lots of makeup. But I think it's half and half now. It's skincare and makeup. And it makes me feel so
to
see that.
They changed that.
Yes.
And also recently, actually my boyfriend too got very interested in skincare.
Skincare?
He's so cute. He'll like steal. He's like, what is this? Can I use this? And I'm like, sure, go for it. He's like, can we do a mask tonight? And I'm like, let's do it. And I just love that he's like getting really interested in that. Now I drag him to the skincare place.
Clinic,
and we get like facials together.
Aww.
And he like loves it.
Couples who skincare together. What is that term? Like stay together? Oh, yeah. I'm not cool enough for the internet, honestly.
Oh, my essentials. Definitely something I learned about is makeup removal.
Oh, yes.
Because I used to just use those makeup wipes and just rub my eyes and just take it off. Because especially through modeling, they put on so much makeup on me every day. Like they just cake it on there. And yeah, I would get breakouts and very sensitive. Like the corner of my eyes would always be teary from like all that makeup. And so I'm like, I need to actually take care of my skin because it's also part of my job.
Yeah.
And they don't care after the shoot. They just care like, oh, I need to show up with good skin and they don't care what they do with it. Just afterwards, I'm like, rescue mission, the skin. So I really like this Bioderma makeup remover. It's very gentle. Because sometimes after shoots when I remove my makeup before with makeup wipes, my skin would burn. And I would just be a little tomato and cry.
Oh no.
And be sad. I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, no. To piggyback off on the cleansing thing.
Yes.
I think if you have acne-prone skin, make sure you are cleansing thoroughly, I learned about the double cleanse in Korea. Mm. And that changed up my skincare game. It cleared my skin so much just by cleansing properly. And so yes, cleansing, I approve.
Very important.
Yes.
Very important. What about you? What's your…
Okay, so one of my essentials… Oh, you know, this is so difficult to come up with just five. I had a hard time because I have 10 steps in my skincare routine every day. I know, this was my idea. Man, you know what's funny?
Got caught.
I would have, I would be out, you know, drinking till 5 o'clock in the morning. I would come home and I will still do my 10 steps.
Wow, you're so good. I just go to sleep. Oh, really? I'm like, F this.
That's my biggest nightmare.
It's my problem tomorrow.
Really? I wake up and I touch my face to make sure, okay, I cleansed last night. I think it's on autopilot. I just know that I have to do this before I go to bed. But it's just in me now. This is what
that's
Korea
good.
Did to me.
That's really good.
Yes.
I'm still like, it's fine. I'll do it tomorrow.
Oh no, Stephanie. If
so
you
bad.
Sleep over
not
after
like,
a night out, I'm going to make… I will wash your face for you. I'm like, all right, here we go.
That's yeah. very lovely. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So first product that I want to talk about is this one right here from Seolhasu. This is actually Ooh. Their limited edition Lunar New Year packaging. This video is not sponsored, but
Yet.
If you want to sponsor, feel free to contact the Dive Studios. Yeah, but this is their global cult favorite, and it's the essential first step.
Ooh.
So after you cleanse your face, you apply this, and you can just follow up with a cream afterwards.
Ooh, I because love that. I love like Suwasu.
Yeah.
I have their cream.
Yes.
I'm throwing everything over.
Yeah.
I have their cream too.
Mm-hmm.
I love their stuff.
It's such a luxurious brand here in Korea. You'll find it everywhere in like department stores, duty free, the airport.
What did you say? Did you say porn?
I said airport.
Why?
Airplane. Oh my gosh, it's just been so long since I've been on an airplane. Oh man.
What are airports?
I was thinking airport and plane.
What were you thinking about?
Oh man. Okay, whoa. I don't even know how to transition after that. My face is probably super red.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, enough about Seolhasu. What's your Seolhasu product? Don't cry. Oh man. Okay.
Oh my god.
I am so sorry, Seolhasu. Okay. Airplane. Okay, go on.
That was quite loud, huh?
Oh my gosh.
I was so shama.
I almost broke my…
See, we got bloopers already. Perfect.
Let's talk about your Seolhasu product.
Oh yeah, it's the Vitalizing Cream Bloomstay.
Mm.
I just got this recommended from somebody mm-hmm. and I've been using it for over a year now. And I
oh.
just really like how it feels on my skin.
Yeah.
Like after you do everything and then moisturizer right. at the end. It just feels very nice and… Because I don't like when you put on cream and it just goes away. Because my skin is pretty dry.
Oh, you like a thick layer
Not
of
like
cream.
Super thick.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I want to say that's what she said.
First pour. the
I was being this. Oh I'm like, I want to say it so badly.
Oh man, it's a very Yahan
nice,
episode.
It's a nice product.
Yeah. No, I actually love that cream too. My cream is my cream. This is my collaboration with Neogen. We separated the two. This is the 2.0. We released the first one and that one did so well. So we decided to split it and release the day cream and night cream separately. Looks like this.
I love it. Actually, you gave me the first generation
one.
And I really like it.
Yeah.
Like honestly.
Really? Better
I really
than,
enjoy
better
it.
Than that cream over there.
I have to use it longer to give an honest review. Yeah. But so far, it's pretty close.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I actually really like it.
No, I'm very happy with the way this came out because for the second one, it's refillable.
Oh.
Yeah. So we wanted to go for a more eco-friendly…
I'm still crying.
Yeah.
I love that it's refillable and… Very sustainable, I guess.
Yeah. Eco-friendly.
Eco-friendly. There you go. That's the word. Good job. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
That's really cool.
Oh, man.
No, 진짜.
Thank you.
대박이다.
You know what I love about Stephanie? Her reactions will be in Korean.
Oh.
Oh. 대박. 진짜?
Oh, 네?
I love that.
Oh, 그래?
Yeah.
It's just… Because you get it because you also live in Korea and you speak Korean. But to other people, it's really weird. Like to my mom, she's like, what? What? And I always… In English, when I speak German, I speak German. I'm like… And I was like… I always say that part in English.
Yeah.
In between German sentences. And I was like… Because you can't really say that in German. So I just say in English.
Please teach me German.
Oh, 네.
Teach me little bits of German.
Hallo, willkommen zu unserer Beauty Bar mit Joan und Stephanie. Heute reden wir über unsere Skincare Routine.
Good luck to the editor translating that for the video. All right. So we just shared two products. What's your third product that you would like to hype up?
Ooh, I like classic SK-II eye cream. Just love it.
Yeah.
Just love it. It feels very nice. I think it hydrates the wrinkles around my eyes.
Yeah. When did you start using eye cream?
Ooh. Using eye cream? Uh-huh. Maybe 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm almost 30 though.
Oh, no. Same. We're the same. Yeah. We're
so
both
I should
1991.
Have started like 10 years ago.
Yeah. No. Actually, in college when I turned 20, my 선배s… So that's my… The seniors in school. they gifted me eye cream on my 20th birthday. Because they're like, it's time to start. And I'm like, what is this? And they said, you gotta start now. And that's when I started using eye cream. When I turned 20.
That's awesome. I should have started earlier.
Under my eyes, forehead, and smile lines.
Beautiful.
Yes. Thank you. All right. My third product is a sunscreen. I think any sunscreen is good. Better than no sunscreen. But this one in particular is my favorite one. It's basically Botox in a bottle because it's formulated with hella peptides. And I love my peptides. So this one, sun protection and wrinkle protection.
Ooh, can I see?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's actually my skincare clinics brand.
Ooh, that looks really cool.
Yeah.
I need a good new…
You know what? You could just take it. You could take it. I have another one at home.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want my other products too? No, I'm kidding.
Sure. No, Joan has all the good stuff.
You could take that one and give it a try and let me know because I live by this brand.
That's all. Thank you so much.
And these brands too. Just saying.
Yeah. I'll put it in the middle for now.
Yes. All right. Fourth product?
Isn't really a product. This is my cooling eye mask that I love so much. It's a gel eye mask.
Uh-huh.
And I pop it in the fridge and then throw it on in the morning when I wake up and just chill there and contemplate why I didn't sleep earlier the night before. But it really helps because my eyes naturally are… you can see the veins on my eyelids naturally. Uh-huh. And they're a little bit dark. So it kind of helps to… Girl, I have so much makeup on. You cannot see them now.
No.
But usually without makeup, I tried everything.
Mm-hmm.
I found actually a new thing I want to try.
Which is?
Because I love like those home remedies.
Yeah.
So it's turmeric, yogurt, and honey.
Oh.
And you make a little mask.
On your eyes?
On your eyelids.
Oh.
And it's supposed to help with like dark circles.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to start trying it and give you an update next time you film.
Okay.
This cooling eye mask is a really good every morning… Kind of get the puffiness away from your eye bags and your eyes. So I really… like that. And it just feels very nice to start like fresh and, you know, sit there for like 10 minutes and think about the day. And I try to think good things, good positive thoughts and not fall asleep.
I love that. It's like meditating before your day starts.
Yes.
I think that's very important. When your eye looks awake, you look more alive, right? I got in the habit of massaging my eyebrows like this. And then it helps me wake up.
She just pushes them up.
Okay, I use a tool.
I use a tool.
And then I just kind of press around my eyebrows like this. And it helps. Ooh. Because sometimes I would wake up with swollen eyes.
Yeah.
It could be from crying or eating ramen at night. But, you know, if I want to look more awake, I just kind of massage my eyebrow area 10 times each side. And I look great.
Have you been doing the face massage thing?
No.
Have you like seen that?
I have seen it. I have tried it. But I don't do it as often as my eyebrow massage.
Ooh.
Yeah. Do you do it every day?
I did for a while. I have to. I try like you push up your cheeks and you do like these weird… My boyfriend says it looked like a squirrel.
You just have a squirrel. Like this. No, I've seen tutorials on TikTok. I'm always on TikTok and I love the short 15-second tutorials on how to take care of your body. There's some good ones over there. So anyway, fourth product for me. I actually have 8 products in front of me. But I will go with a tool like you did, which is a hair roller. Because I have bangs right now. So I always carry a hair roller around with me. Whether it's to just brush it down a little bit or if I want to fix my bangs. I will do this in public. I am not ashamed.
A lot of girls do that in Korea.
In the beginning, I used to think it was so strange when people would wear these hair rollers in public transportation or at the cafe. But now I have joined the good side. I do this too.
Very good point. I used to have bangs and it was so annoying.
Yeah, no, it gets annoying. Especially when it's wintertime and the wind blows. You just have like this, you know…
Yours are really cute. But I think they grow so fast and then they're just touching my… What's this called?
Your eyelids?
Eyelashes. Oh my God. I'm like, what is this part called again?
Eyelashes, yes. No, I feel you.
이거 한국어로 뭐예요?
속눈썹. 속눈썹?
아니, 속눈썹 이거는 뭐예요? 눈머리? 아니요?
눈머리.
아, 그냥 눈썹?
눈썹.
눈썹 이거 아니요?
아,
진짜요?
오케이.
아, 몰랐어.
오케이.
Very nice eyebrow.
All right. Final product.
Oh. I love this Kiehl's Glow Formula Skin Hydrator.
Mm-hmm.
It's just… When I don't wear makeup, I just love putting it on. And it makes your skin very glowy.
Yeah.
Especially in the summer.
Oh.
If you, you know, mix a little bit of sweat in there. It's just so great. It's really nice. Like, if I'll show you on my hand.
Yes. It has a shimmery bronze look. Oh, very natural.
I like it. It just gives a like, nice little glow in the summer.
Oh,
and
nice.
Because in the summer, I really don't like wearing that much makeup.
Oh, yeah. Especially in Korea where it's humid and your makeup will melt off the moment you step foot outdoors. Yeah.
Yes.
I hate wearing makeup during the summer as well.
Yes.
The last product that I will introduce is this one right here. It's a translucent powder. I get really shiny throughout the day.
Mm.
And I don't like that. So I like to control it, mattify throughout the day. And I don't carry foundations around with me as much. I usually just go with a powdered compact. And I love Fenty Beauty. Rihanna,
nice.
I love you.
Rihanna. Come on our show.
This was our first episode.
Yay!
What do you hope this podcast becomes?
I hope with this podcast we can give everybody a little bit of a break in their week. They can think about taking care of themselves.
Yes.
And I hope in the future we can also, you know, not talk only about outer beauty, but also how to take care of your inner beauty. Because I truly believe when I… I'm very happy and having a very good day.
Mm-hmm.
My face looks different.
Yes.
I swear.
I agree.
When I'm sad, I just look…
Sad.
Sad. I'm like… I'm like, this is not good. But…
yeah. No, I hope for the same.
we can grow our little family in a community and, you know, share some thoughts and ideas and skincare tips and products and just grow our little community.
Yes.
I think that would be really fun. And I'm really excited to do this with you.
Yeah, me too. I'm so excited. More cafe dates.
Yes.
And more old pictures. So we shared our five essentials today, but we're going to be talking more about our favorite ingredients, our favorite foods for our skin. We'll be talking about lots of things beauty. And if you guys have any ideas, please share them with us as well, because we would love to discuss it on our show.
Awesome. And since we're in the mecca of beauty and skincare, Korea, we'll definitely dive into Korean skincare as well.
Dive
our
in
favorites.
To
like dive studios.
Yes. All right. If you wish to stay updated on this show, please follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes of our podcast will be on youtube.com/divepods. Also, please join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thedivestudios for exclusive content and ad-free listening from The Dive Studios Network.
Awesome. Once again, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere where you're getting your podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. That would be lovely. And we'll talk to you soon. I think our second episode is going to be right after this.
Yes. Make sure to check out all of the episodes. All right. We'll see you soon.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.